everyone. Hello. I hope you're doing amazing today. I am so excited for today. We are talking business today. So far, we've covered a ton of science. We've taught you how to apply all that science to your clients and how to improve your coaching skills. Now, we're going to help you build the wellness business you've been dreaming of. Are you ready? I know you're ready. I'm so excited. We're going to tackle everything you need to know and do to set your business up for success. My goal for you is to finish this program with complete clarity around the type of business you want to build and or grow if you already have your business, as well as how you're going to build it, grow it, and ultimately reach your goals, your personal goals. So to kick things off, we're going to be talking clarity. We're going to start here because the only way to get you where you want to go is to know where you want to go. Once you know where you want to go, you can then work backwards and construct a plan to get there from where you are now. You can create a roadmap of sorts or a series of dots that you can begin to connect. But we're going to do something just a little bit differently here. We're going to pretend that your business is a sphere or a ball that is made up of six sections. Each section is equally as important as the other. And if your sphere is missing a section, then basically you have a hole in your sphere or ball, which will cause it to deflate or implode. Okay, stick with me here. Each section accounts for 60 degrees of clarity in your business. Together, all six sections provide you with 360 degrees of clarity on your business. This is the ultimate goal, that no matter what life throws your way, you have complete clarity, 360 degree clarity of your business, 365 days of the year. That's our 360, 365 method. Your job is to make sure each section is as strong as the other. You need to care for each section as much as the next. You need to have absolute clarity on each section and understand how they all connect and affect each other. If something changes in one section, you need to be able to figure out how it will affect all of the other sections. It may sound a little complicated right now, but don't worry, we're going to help you through it step by step. So let's begin with section one, business clarity. In this lesson, we're going to help you establish where it is you want your business to go and begin to formulate the first section of your sphere. Next, we'll help you remove any fear or doubts that may be holding you back from getting your business off the ground or reaching your full potential. Finally, we'll walk you through your personal SWOT analysis so you can better understand your strengths, opportunities, weaknesses, and threats as an entrepreneur. When I first became a registered dietitian, I had a dream to build a private practice. I imagined having registered dietitians in my office working with me, and then also having registered dietitians all throughout the country spreading this nutritious life message that I hadn't even fully developed. I just knew I believed in this bigger philosophy of how sleep and stress and the foods we eat all interact with each other and all affect each other. And I had this dream that I would be able to just reach all of these people and have people throughout the country. I didn't even dream of being worldwide, to be honest. And I didn't know exactly how it would all come together, but that was the dream. That's where I started. That was the purpose, and that was where the passion came from. So if we break this down into a formula, it would be purpose plus passion equals success. Since you're already taking this course, it's safe to say you have the passion piece covered. I know that. I don't think there's anyone in the TNS community who is not uber passionate. So let's focus on purpose. What is the purpose of your business? What do you want to achieve by running this business? What's your long-term vision and mission for your business? And what are the values guiding you in your purpose? Defining your core values is crucial to achieving your vision, as these values will shape the way you do business and help you stand out from others in the industry. I want you to start by deciding on your goals. You can use the goals handout we've provided to follow along with. In one sentence, what's your ultimate goal? Write it down right now or say it out loud. Pause this right now and think about it. Just for 1 second, say it out loud or say it to yourself or write it down, whatever you want to do. But think about that. What's your ultimate goal? This is the big one. So don't be shy. Think big, be confident, and go for it. Is it to be the next Oprah, President of the United States, to build the biggest wellness empire on the planet, to save millions of lives, to build an online business that earns you more money than your day job, or maybe you just want to help as many people as possible to live healthier lives. By the way, I shouldn't say just. That's an amazing goal. Whatever your goal may be, this is the purpose of your business, to help you reach this ultimate goal. Now, let's begin to break this ultimate goal down into smaller goals that will help you get there. As the old saying goes, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. But if I'm being honest, I wish the old saying was something more like, how do you eat an apple tree or a giant stalk of broccoli? But I digress there. Let's move on. So now I want you to write down your immediate goal. What do you want to do as soon as you complete this course? Is it to finally buy your domain name for your website? Or to hire that designer to help you with your logo? Maybe you simply want to file papers with your state registering your LLC or post your very first Instagram picture. Or maybe it's simply listening to your heart and finally deciding you do want to start a business. It doesn't matter how big or small it may seem to you. I want you to write down that one thing that's been holding you back from either getting your business idea off the ground or getting it to the next level. Then repeat the process for your 1 month goal, for your 1 year goal, and your 5 year goal. Every January, my team and I go through this exercise for Nutritious Life. I think it's a great time to reflect on everything we accomplished the previous year. I really love doing that because I think sometimes it's so easy just to move on to the next thing and the next thing. And it's so good to take that time to reflect and be proud of what we have accomplished. Consider why we didn't accomplish a goal, perhaps, we previously set, and begin to set new goals for ourselves and raise the bar. This exercise keeps us all focused, aligned, and energized and passionate to grow our company. It helps us maintain clarity, which is my favorite word in what we're talking about now here in this business section. Now, if you've had trouble with that exercise, I want you to ask yourself. Why? Maybe it's because you're still unsure of what you want to do. You know you have something to offer the world of health and wellness, but you still haven't pinpointed exactly what that is. You know you love living a healthy lifestyle, but you aren't sure what business you would create from that passion. Maybe you love working with people, in which coaching could indeed be right up your alley. Or maybe cooking and recipes are more your thing, in which case becoming a recipe developer or food blogger or cookbook publisher could be perfect for you. Maybe you're shy and not sure you want to put yourself on social media as the star of the show, in which case maybe building an e-commerce brand or becoming a co-founder of a brand would be a good fit for you. I encourage you to spend some more time thinking through your ideal business for you, and our upcoming personal SWOT analysis will really help you hone in on your perfect potential business. In the meantime, I want to dive a little deeper into what may be holding you back. Maybe it isn't that you're unsure of what to do, but rather you're worried about failure. Maybe you're worried about being judged or dealing with haters on social media. Maybe you are overwhelmed with what's already on your plate you couldn't possibly imagine adding start a successful business to your list of things to do. I totally get it. We need to acknowledge whatever it is that is holding us back, that is holding you back, and help you break down those barriers. As long as you build walls around yourself or pile up reasons why you can't, you will be the reason you fail. So let's begin by acknowledging your fears. You can refer to the handout we included in this lesson, and I want you to put it all out there. Get it off your chest. Get real. Get clear. This is where we need to figure out what's been holding you back. You need to figure out what's been holding you back so you can find ways to overcome these obstacles to your success. Here are a few examples. I'm afraid of failure, judgment, debt, loneliness, overwhelm. Your list may or may not include these fears, but these tend to be the most prevalent with entrepreneurs. So I want to start with these. Now, you may have other fears on your list too, of course. I want you to go through the same process with any fears I didn't just cover. any of your fears. Acknowledge the fear. Understand why you're afraid of it. See how it's been holding you back and put a plan in place to tackle it, crush it, squash it. It's important to take the emotion away for this exercise and just get practical. Step out of the headspace that's been consuming you and put on your thinking hat. Maybe go through this exercise with a trusted friend who can be the practical voice of reason if you simply can't get there and do it on your own, which is very common. Then, when you're in the moment later on and your emotion hits and begins to overtake you, you can step back into this familiar, practical role and win the emotional battle so you can move forward and continue to move forward with your business. Now that you understand what it is you want to do and can remove the fears that have been holding you back, we're going to go through our final exercises in this lesson. I'm super excited to do this with you. Okay, so if you've never heard of a SWOT analysis, it's really very simple. Or maybe you've heard of it, but you've never done it, or you think you know what it means. It's really pretty simple. So I'm excited to do this with you here now. You are essentially writing out your strengths, S, weaknesses, W, opportunities, O, and threats, T. By the end of this unit, you will be able to do a SWOT analysis on your business. But since you're not there yet, I'm going to have you do one on yourself. That's right, I'm going to have you completely dissect yourself as an entrepreneur. I know it sounds a little scary, but it's good to get real with yourself, and it's also good just to practice doing the SWOT analysis. I believe getting real with ourselves is the best way to find success. When you're first getting your business off the ground, you have to be a sort of a jack of all trades and do most things yourself. I'm sure many of you have been there and experienced that. But as you grow, you really need to understand what your strengths are so that you can continue to do those things and understand what your weaknesses are so that you can outsource those things to others. As much as we all want to be so good at everything, it's just not reality. So it's time to get real with yourself. Follow along with the handout we provided and complete your personal SWOT analysis. It's really very cool when you take the time to do it. You'll learn something about yourself. I can pretty much guarantee that. I think it will give you a lot of clarity on who you are and what your path ahead should look like. Okay, we made it in the first section of your sphere. You now have 60 degrees of clarity. You figured out what your business is, where you want it to be in a month, a year, and long term. You've determined how you will define its success. You've uncovered the fears that were holding you back and have a plan to defeat them. If they creep back in, you'll squash them. And you have a very comprehensive bird's eye view of yourself as an entrepreneur so you can use your skills to move you forward, understand the lack of skills that have been holding you back, and have a very clear picture of where your biggest opportunities are ahead of you. Please revisit this lesson as often as you need to. You may need to go back to it 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times, and definitely at the beginning of each year as your business progresses, so you can redefine your goals and move closer to your ultimate goal. I will see you in the next lesson.